entities.
Vitreous.
Forbear.
Petreous.
Antebellum.
Bellicose.
Fun.
Doctrine.
Den.
Squalid.
Ben.
Tarn.
Rye.
Pin.
Paradox.
Dogma.
Amorphous.
Endomorph.
Ectomorph.
Mesomorph.
Pièce de resistance.
Esculent. Magnum opus.
Sesquipedalian.
In absentia.
Squib.
Incipient.
Scintillate.
Percolate.
Ovulate.
Persnickety.
Quintessential.
Exponential.
Mellifluous.
Stolid.
Stodgy.
Prattle.
Magna Carta.
Ache.
Bog.
Mired.
Muck.
Hovel.
Penicillin.
Orthodox.
Pedestrian.
Raconteur.
Pedant.
Ostentatious.
Sycophant.
Savant.
Martinet.
Caparison.
Excoriate.
Abrade.
Censure.
Vitiate.
Transmograte.
Vituperate.
Rail.
Party-colored.
Nonpareil.
Salacious.
Erubescent.
Florid.
Nonplussed.
Encomium.
Calumny.
Approbation.
Fulmination.
Panegyric.
Vivacious.
Abrogate.
Dane.
Proselytize.
Deracinate.
Elucidate.
Machiavellian.
Machinations.
Temerarious.
Quotidian.
Sequacious.
Fawning.
Gongoristic.
The Polysyllabic Profundity Proverb.
Entities abiding in vitreous domiciles must forbear catapulting petreous projectiles. Those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks.
The Distinguished Dozen. Three Latin invaders.
Am or amat, A-M or A-M-A-T, meaning love, as in amateur, amorous, amity, amiable, am or amat. Bel, B-E-L, meaning war, as in antebellum, rebel, belligerent, bellicose, bell. Carn, C-A-R-N, flesh, meat, as in carnivorous, carnal, chili con carne, carn.
Three little words.
Den, D-E-N, means lair, cave, squalid abode, a unit of 8 to 10 Boy Scouts, a room to relax or study in. The hermit rarely left his den. Fen, F-E-N, a bog, swamp, or tarn. 10 entered the fen, 5 came out. Fen. Pen, P-E-N, to write, a writer, or a style of writing, as in an amusing pen. James Thurber was a witty pen.
Three Greek gifts.
Dox or dog, D-O-X or D-O-G, means opinion, as in orthodox, paradox, dogma, dogmatic, dox or dog. Morph, M-O-R-P-H, means shape, as in amorphous, metamorphosis, or the body types endomorph, ectomorph, mesomorph, morph. Pan, P-A-N, means all, as in everyone. Panorama, pandemic, pandemonium. Pan.
Three purloined foreign language expressions.
Pièce de résistance, the principal work of a group. P-I-E-C-E, D-E, R-E-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E. The Empire State Building was the pièce de résistance of New York's architects. Magnum opus, M-A-G-N-U-M, O-P-U-S, a writer's greatest work. The Old Man and the Sea is considered by many to be Hemingway's magnum opus. In absentia, I-N-A-B-S-E-N-T-I-A, in absence, although not present. The firm's founder was in absentia, but they all felt his presence in absentia.
The Lollapalooza.
Sesquipedalian, S-E-S-Q-U-I-P Pedalian, meaning a very long word, such as a sesquipedalian. Hit me with another sesquipedalian, Mikey. Any sesquipedalian. Hello, vocabulary builders. Michael Bennett here for the last lesson in our $1 Million Vocabulary Personal Learning Course. As you no doubt have already guessed, I love words. Please listen and visualize the words I'm about to share in my little squib and the ones you'll hear as we go through our lesson. I call this little piece, I Love Words. I love words that sparkle and shine and scintillate. I love words that agitate and percolate and ululate. I love words that illustrate and adumbrate and pontificate. I love bellowing, bawdy, bodacious words. I love slimy, slippery, salacious words. I love prim, pristine, persnickety words. I love words that are clear and crisp and quintessential. I love words that are tiny and those exponential. I love words that are mellow, mellifluous, and musical. I love words that are stolid or stodgy or whimsical. I love words that prattle or battle, that teach and that preach. I love words that hold you and scold you and mold you and told you. We are our words, and our words are us. I love words. It's been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and maybe it can be, but the Lord's Prayer, the Magna Carta, and the Gettysburg Address all together are less than 1,000 words. I don't believe 1,000 pictures could replicate or replace the power and influence of those 1,000 words. Do you? I wish to share with you now a wonderful story. The story employs a half dozen words of interest to us here, and it also provides a powerful and inspiring thought for those of us who have sought, and those of you who are seeking, the key to success and fulfillment in our lives. What goes around comes around. His name was Fleming, and he was a poor Scottish farmer. One day, while trying to eke out a living for his family, he heard a cry for help coming from a nearby bog. He dropped his tools and ran to the bog. There, mired to his waist in black muck, was a terrified boy screaming and struggling to free himself. Farmer Fleming saved the lad from what could have been a slow and terrifying death. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the Scotsman's sparse surroundings. An elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy Farmer Fleming had saved. "I want to repay you," said the nobleman. "You saved my son's life." "No, I can't accept payment for what I did," the Scottish farmer replied, waving off the offer. At that moment, the farmer's own son came to the door of the family hovel. "Is that your son?" the nobleman asked. "Yes," the farmer replied proudly. "I'll make you a deal. Let me take him and give him a good education. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll grow to be a man you can be proud of." And that he did. In time, Farmer Fleming's son graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London and went on to become known throughout the world as the noted Sir Alexander Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin. Years afterward, the nobleman's son was stricken with pneumonia. What saved him? Penicillin. The name of the nobleman? Lord Randolph Churchill. His son's name? Sir Winston Churchill. Someone once said that what goes around comes around. When you help someone else, you are bringing joy into your life also. One may wonder, does helping yourself ever bring joy into your life and into the lives of others? Beyond doubt it does, for you and for those who share their lives with you. I think it is a duty for all persons to be all they can be, whatever it takes. And that's precisely Why, you and I are together at this moment, isn't it? Let's take a look now at the words from the story I think will be of major interest to you. Five are short, one is long, all are easy, each is significant. Eek, E-K-E, means to make a living with great effort and strain, eek. Bog, B-O-G, means a marsh or swamp, bog. Mired, M-I-R-E-D, means trapped or entangled in mire, which is deep, slimy mud, mired. Muck, M-U-C-K, means a moist, sticky mixture of mud and filth, muck. Hovel, H-O-V-E-L, means a small, miserable dwelling, hovel. And penicillin, P-E-N-I-C-I-L-L-I-N. Penicillin is an antibiotic compound obtained from penicillium molds. Penicillin is said to have stopped more suffering and saved more lives than all the world's other drugs put together. Penicillin. Let's try a one-word quick quiz here. How do you spell eek? E-K-E. I'd like to share a quick footnote with you. When I shared this list of words with a number of my friends, everyone who saw it said, yes, I know all those words. Guess what? You know how many they really knew? Penicillin. They kind of knew or sort of knew or could guess at the other ones, but you know what? They didn't know the words. That's a point that I want to make to you. Don't be fooled by these things. In building a million-dollar vocabulary, you will know these words. Right now, I wish to isolate for you 30 of the 30,000 words I love. These 30 words are a small but important segment of the vocabulary which helped me to open the door of opportunity and to make the most of my life. I thought the least I could do is to share these words with you. I call these karate words because you don't need to use them very often, but when you do, they really get the job done. My first five words are nimble nouns. Raconteur, R-A-C-O-N-T-E-U-R. Storyteller, especially anecdotes. Raconteur. Pedant, P-E-D-A-N-T. A doctrinaire, undue attention to book learning, ostentatiously scholarly. That's a pedant. Sycophant, S-Y-C-O-P-H-A-N-T. That's a servile self-seeker, a toady, an apple polisher, sycophant. Savant, S-A-V-A-N-T, a learned scholar, a wise man, savant. Martinet, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-T, a rigid, strutting, military disciplinarian, martinet. As in, Philip the pedant and Sam the savant could not agree on the intended message of a story told by a traveling raconteur who depicted Quixote as a no-brain martinet and Panza as a sniveling sycophant. I'll repeat in reverse order with definitions first. A rigid military disciplinarian, martinet. A learned scholar, a wise man, a savant. A servile self-seeker, a toady, an apple polisher, a sycophant. A doctrinaire, undue attention to book learning, ostentatiously scholarly, his pedant. Storyteller, especially of anecdotes, is a raconteur. The next five words are vital verbs. Comparison, not comparison. Comparison, C-A-P-A-R-I-S-O-N. That's to outfit with richly ornamented clothes or finery. Comparison. Excoriate, E-X-C-O-R-I-A-T-E. To tear off the skin, abrade. Also, to answer strongly, upbraid, excoriate. Vitiate, V-I-T-I-A-T-E, to spoil something, to corrupt something or someone, debase, pervert, to invalidate, vitiate. Transmogrify, T-R-A-N-S-M-O-G-R-I-F-Y, to change into a different shape or form, especially one that is fantastic or bizarre. Transmogrify. Vituperate, V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-E, to rail against severely or abusively, berate, revile, vituperate. As in, the brightly caparisoned raconteur was unanimously excoriated by the pedants present for vitiating the respected old allegory with vituperative suggestions that Sancho could transmogrify himself into a hideous gargoyle any time he wished. I'll repeat these in order with definitions first. Please say the word with me. To outfit with richly ornamented clothes or finery, caparison. To tear off the skin, a braid. Also to answer strongly, upbraid, excoriate. To spoil something, to corrupt something or someone, debase, pervert, to invalidate, vitiate. To change into a different shape or form, especially one that is fantastic or bizarre, transmogrify. To rail against severely or abusively, berate, revile, vituperate. Here are five artful adjectives. Party-colored, what a great word, party-colored. P-A-R-T-I-C-O-L-O-R-E-D. Having different parts or sections colored differently. Pied, as in Pied Piper of Hamelin, party-colored. Nonpareil, N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L, without rival, matchless, peerless, unequaled, nonpareil. Salacious, S-A-L-A-C-I-O-U-S. Salacious means stimulating to the sexual imagination, lusty, lecherous, bawdy, salacious. Erubescent, E-R-U-B-E-S-C-E-N-T, that's with red skin, flushed, florid, erubescent. Nonplussed, N-O-N-P-L-U-S-E-D. That's a state of perplexity or bafflement prohibiting action, speech, or thought. Nonplussed. As in, the parents of the teenagers were totally nonplussed by the obvious fact that their daughters considered the aging actor a sex symbol nonpareil when he flashed a salacious smile from his erubescent and party-colored face. Once more with definitions first, say them with me. A state of perplexity or bafflement prohibiting action, speech, or thought, nonplussed. With red skin, flushed, florid, erubescent. Stimulating to the sexual imagination, lusty, lecherous, bawdy, salacious. Without rival, matchless, peerless, unequaled, nonpareil. Having different parts or sections colored differently, pied, party-colored. Here are five more noble nouns. Encomium, E-N-C-O-M-I-U-M, a formal expression of lofty praise, tribute, eulogy, encomium. Calumny, C-A-L-U-M-N-Y. A false statement maliciously or knowingly made to harm someone. Calumny. Approbation. A-P-P-R-O-B-A-T-I-O-N. Praise, commendation, official approval, approbation. If you're anything like me, that particular word sounds like it means just the opposite of what it does. It means praise, commendation, and official approval. Fulmination, F-U-L-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, a thunderous denunciation or censure, fulmination. Panegyric, PANEGYRIC. A panegyric is a public compliment, elaborate praise or laudation. Panegyric. For instance, the fulmination of the young professor planned by the vituperative old dean became instead an encomium, indeed a panegyric filled with approbation, when he learned that a small group of jealous plotters had engaged in base calumny against their younger colleague. In reverse order, with definitions first, please say them with me. A public compliment, elaborate praise or laudation, panegyric. A thunderous denunciation or censure, fulmination. Praise, commendation, official approval, approbation. A false statement, maliciously or knowingly made to harm someone, calumny. A formal expression of lofty praise, a tribute, a eulogy, encomium. And five more vivacious verbs. Abrogate, A-B-R-O-G-A-T-E, to abolish or annul, abrogate. Vouchsafe, V-O-U-C-H-S-A-F-E, one word, V-O-U-C-H-S-A-F-E, to condescend, to grant or bestow, to deign, vouchsafe. Deracinate, D-E-R-A-C-I-N-A-T-E, to uproot, displace, dislocate, deracinate. Proselytize, P-R-O-S-E-L-Y-T-I-Z-E, to make or attempt to make converts, proselytize. Elucidate, E-L-U-C-I-D-A-T-E, to make clear or plain, elucidate. As in, the dean made no effort to proselytize the old schemers, but he publicly elucidated his plan to abrogate their tenure and deracinate them from their posh offices, though he did vouchsafe to forgive their Machiavellian machinations if they would publicly apologize. Now, last to first, definitions leading. Pronounce it with me, please. To make clear or plain, elucidate. To make or attempt to make converts, proselytize. To uproot, displace, dislocate, deracinate. To condescend to grant or bestow, to deign, vouchsafe. To abolish or annul, abrogate. And just for fun and further growth, these five awesome adjectives. Temerarious, T-E-M-E-R-A-R-I-O-U-S. Reckless, daring, and rash, temerarious. Quotidian, Q-U-O-T-I-D-I-A-N. Commonplace, everyday occurrence, quotidian. Sequacious, S-E-Q-U-A-C-I-O-U-S. Sequacious means slavish, obsequious, fawning. Sequacious. Gongoristic, capital G-O-N-G-O-R-I-S-T-I-C. Flowery, cluttered literary style. Gongoristic. Esculent. Esculent means edible, suitable for eating. Esculent. As in, when he returned from his quest, Sancho quickly tired of his old quotidian lifestyle, so he made the temerarious mistake of penning a gongoristic letter with sequacious undertones to the local don, suggesting that the average peasant's daily fare was not even remotely esculent, and that lobster thermidor for all would be the wise course of action. I repeat with definitions first. Please say them with me. Edible, suitable for eating. Esculent. Flowery, cluttered literary style. Gongoristic. Slavish, obsequious, fawning. Sequacious. commonplace, everyday occurrence, quotidian, reckless, daring, rash, temerarious. Shall we try a quick quiz? Okay, there are 10 questions. Number 1, a sycophant is a learned scholar, a storyteller, or a toady? A sycophant is a toady. To vitiate is to berate and revile, to debase or pervert, to abrade or upbraid. To vitiate is to debase or pervert. To be erubescent is to be florid and flushed, lusty and lecherous, matchless and peerless. To be erubescent is to be florid and flushed. Approbation is denunciation or censure, praise or commendation, maliciously harming. Approbation is praise or commendation. To abrogate is to abolish or annul, uproot or displace, clarify or explain. To abrogate is to abolish or annul. Number 6. A sequacious person is reckless and daring, flowery and cluttered in style, slavish and obsequious. A sequacious person is slavish and obsequious. Number 7. Modern, straight-to-the-point writers like Hemingway, Steinbeck, and Shaw were definitely not nonpareil writers, temerarious writers, or gongoristic writers. Modern, straight-to-the-point writers like Hemingway, Steinbeck, and Shaw were definitely not gongoristic, flowery, cluttered writers. Number 8, Adonais, Percy Bysshe Shelley's tribute to John Keats after his death, was probably an encomium, an approbation, or a panegyric. Adonais, Shelley's famous tribute to Keats after his death, was all three. It was an encomium, it was an approbation, and it was a panegyric. Number 9, the sexually oriented books of writers such as Jackie Collins and Beatrice Small are considered by many to be rather salacious, party-colored, or caparisoned. The sexually oriented books of writers such as Jackie Collins and Beatrice Small are considered by many to be rather salacious. Number 10, tales of vampires, werewolves, and the like center around people who can excoriate themselves, vitiate themselves, or transmogrify themselves. Tales of vampires, werewolves, and the like center around people who can transmogrify themselves. There you have it. 1,000 words to help you make $1,000,000, figuratively and perhaps literally. You're already much richer than you were before we connected, n'est-ce pas? I'd like to share my wish list for you. I wish for you a vital life of personal growth and rich fulfillment. I trust my work will have been a part of them both. I urge you to listen to these recordings at least twice. I beseech you to make full use of the mastery learning your playbook makes possible. I advise you to keep your eyes on the prize that a powerful vocabulary creates. I thank you for your trust in me and in the Learning Strategies Corporation, and I hope you make $1,000,000. Should you do so, I can be easily contacted for the giving of gifts at the publisher's offices. Our final benediction is a gift from the writer A.A. Milne through the words of Winnie the Pooh. I am a bear of very little brain, and long words bother me. Until we meet again, goodbye.
Entities.
Vitreous.
Forbear.
Petreous.
Antebellum.
Bellicose.
Carnal.
Doctrine.
Den.
Squalid.
Ben.
Tarn.
Rye.
Pen.
Paradox.
Dogma.
Amorphous.
Endomorph.
Ectomorph.
Mesomorph.
Pièce de resistance.
Esculent.
Pandemic.
Magnum opus.
Sesquipedalian.
In absentia.
Squib.
Incipient.
Scintillate.
Percolate.
Ovulate.
Persnickety.
Quintessential.
Exponential.
Mellifluous.
Stolid.
Stodgy.
Prattle.
Magna carta.
Ache.
Bog.
Mired.
Hovel.
Penicillin.
Orthodox.
Pedestrian.
Raconteur.
Pedant.
Ostentatious.
Sycophant.
Savant.
Martinet.
Caparison.
Excoriate.
Abrade.
Censure.
Vitiate.
Transmogrifer.
Vituperate.
Rail.
Party colored.
Nonpareil.
Salacious.
Erubescent.
Florid.
Nonplussed.
Encomium.
Calumny.
Approbation.
Fulmination.
Panegyric.
Vivacious.
Abrogate. Dane.
Proselytize.
Deracinate.
Elusive.
Machiavellian.
Machination.
Temerarious.
Fortitude.
Sequacious.
Fawning.
Gongoristic.